Hi, everybody. Welcome back to this week's episode of the City Confessions. Today's guest is Rebecca Getty. She is the founder of New York City for Free, New York City's go-to source for events, pop-ups, local giveaways, and free things to do in New York City. So, hi, Rebecca. How are you? And thank you so much for joining me.
Hi, thank you for having me. I told you this is my first podcast, so I'm excited to, have a conversation with you about NYC for free. And yeah, it's all going great so far.
It's an honor to take your podcast virginity. So you're never gonna forget me. So I love that. Okay, so I understand that you've started your account in 2019, but let's backtrack. Are you a New Yorker? What's your relationship with the city?
Yeah, so I'm from New York State. I'm from Long Island, so about a 40-minute train ride out of the city. I feel like every month growing up, I used to go into the city, saw Broadway shows. My mom's from Queens, my dad's from Brooklyn,
I
so
love that.
very like right adjacent to the city. And then went to college upstate right after I graduated.
Where did you
Like
go?
I went to Cornell.
Okay, I went to Syracuse, so
Nice,
yeah.
not far, not far.
Okay,
Right after, literally, like before my job even started, I moved to the city. So I've been here for about over 7 years now. So I'm definitely a New Yorker. I don't say I'm like born in New York City because I'm obviously not, but I've lived here long enough that I feel like it's definitely my home.
for sure. And so you started your account NYC for Free in 2019. What was so special about that time? What inspired you to start the account? Tell me about that journey. And did you know and intentionally have this vision that it would be this big community?
No, not at all. So I feel like I started, I was in my mid-20s and I kept finding like different things to do in the city besides like going out and going to boozy brunches. And I remember honestly, I was in consulting at the time and my manager wasn't from here. And I would tell her like 30 things you can do in New York City like this weekend. And she's like, you should start a blog. And at the time, I was like, no, I don't really want to start a blog. But I guess it was in the back of my head. So a few months later, I went to a pop-up and it was empty. And they gave out like a full smoothie, a charger, a lot of good stuff. And I was like, I bet you there are so many other people that would be excited to go to this if they knew about it. Let me start sharing. Like, let me do an Instagram page. So I literally like made my first post on a whim, and didn't really think about where it would grow in the future. I was like, I'll just keep sharing free things. And it grew and grew. Then COVID hit. Then basically, I pivoted to like sharing online only events. And then afterwards, I feel like it all kind of exploded because pop-ups kind of became like a really big in-person marketing tactic. But no, I never thought I'd be like a full-time content creator ever. So it's been wild to me, but it's been a lot of fun.
So how are you finding these free events? Are you just researching? Are you like, yeah, tell me about the process.
So I like to say there's like three different ways I find out. One is my own research. So especially in the beginning, I spent so much time and I still do. I share like 30 to 40 free things every weekend and I spend a lot of time looking up event websites, like press releases, all of that. But now that I've gotten a lot bigger, brands will reach out to me, whether it's like I am on their PR list, they're looking for a partnership, or they're just letting me know about an event. And then my followers will tell me about events, which is amazing. So I get a lot of tips from like all of New York, and they sometimes know about things before I do, which is amazing.
So, are you attending all of these? Because I know some of these events or pop-ups will have media previews before it's released to the public. Are you personally attending them, or do you have a team? Like, what's the behind the scenes?
Yeah, so I pretty much attend like 90% of it. Over the summer, I like started having like one intern that was like a college student that would go to some events for me because it's literally not enough time a day for one person. So I've started like continued that, but I would say I go to a lot. Like my days are filled with going to events and pop-ups. And then if I'm like double booked or I can't make something, then I'll try to see like I have a few people that I can reach out to and be like, can you go to this for me? There are a lot of media previews, but a lot of the times I'm just like going to the main event, like at the start or things like that.
I love that. So, because your page is more of a community focused page, do you feel like people know who Rebecca is, like the one who's running it behind NYC for Free? You have your own personal page as well, and obviously your name is on the NYC for Free. But just how do you, I guess, navigate these two kind of like identities in a way?
Yeah, so I actually like didn't show any, I wasn't in any of my own content because before videos, it was just like images. So I wasn't in anything for probably over a year and a half of my account. And I specifically remember, I think I posted like a photo when I got engaged, and so many of like my friends' friends were messaging people and being like, I had no idea Rebecca was behind NYC for free. And I'm like,
oh my God,
crazy. Like, I never intended for it to be a secret. I just didn't needed to post myself. But over time, I've found that it is kind of helpful to be able to like put a face to an account. And with video, it's a lot easier to just include yourself like at the pop-up. So I think I'm getting like recognized more. Like when I go to pop-ups, there's usually people there that will be like, oh, we found out about this from your page. And especially since I've been having my own kind of community events, like whether it's a picnic or my fifth birthday party, it's been a lot more helpful to have people associate like me with NYC for free. But it's important for me that I never need to be in any content. I don't want to ever feel like sometimes I feel like people just put themselves in things because they feel like they have to be. But if the pop-up is great and I don't add anything to it, I'm not going to add myself in it, if that makes sense. So I like that, like, I don't have to be in everything, but I'm slowly adding myself a little bit more. And then I made the Rebecca New York Instagram page because I guess I wanted to show a little bit more of like the behind the scenes, like personal side, but also there's so many things that like I can't share on NYC for free that are really cool that I get to do. Like, for example, I don't know, there's this experience and it might be like $15, but it probably wouldn't be a fit on NYC for free. But that doesn't mean that a lot of people wouldn't be interested in doing it. So I kind of created that page for more like personal, but also things that like didn't fit on NYC for free because it is so narrow. And I never want to like, I don't want to expand it to like cheap in NYC. Like it kind of has its brand. It's free for the most part. Like sometimes I'll share like very, very low cost things, but I like keeping that like narrow and purposeful. Mm-hmm.
And then with these events, they're a little unpredictable, right? Because I've attended them. Sometimes they are a hit or miss. Mm-hmm. How do you approach that? Is it more of you just sharing the fact that they exist, or do you have any kind of like perspective on it about like, these are the pros or these are kind of like the perks, or how do you go about that?
It's tough. I like to kind of be more informational, like this exists, but I do like in my, I have a broadcast channel where it's just like essentially me writing text to myself, to an audience. So I will give more of like a perspective there. Like, this is a really long line. I don't know if it's worth it. And I'll do in like in my stories, if I don't think it's worth it. Like, for example, there was a beauty pop-up that people waited like 4 hours in line for like 3 mini samples. And like, no matter how good the brand is, like it's not even a full size product. Mm-hmm. So I try to like say exactly what you're getting. And that's kind of my way of like, you decide if it's worth it. Like if I say you get full size products and coffee and a cookie, like that sounds great. But if it's like, you get a sample and photo ops, maybe not as appealing. Mm-hmm. But then again, if you're like a super fan and you want to meet the brand and you don't mind, then that's great. But I like to kind of just be very transparent on like what you get at the pop-up. And I never show, like, say there's a media preview and like I get like 3 products, but the consumer's only getting one. Mm-hmm. I'll never show that. Like, not because I'm trying to hide what I get, but I don't want people to think that that's what they're getting when that's not the experience for like the general public.
No, that makes sense. So within these past 4 years of starting NYC for free, and I think I'm not going to, maybe it's an assumption, but you did say you were in corporate. So you left that, correct? To pursue this?
Yeah. So I was in consulting. Then I worked at a startup. And then in February, I started doing this full time.
So congrats. That's like such a huge accomplishment. What has been the biggest challenge so far?
So it's interesting. Like when I did this kind of like nights and weekends, and then I started doing it full time, I'm like, oh my God, like I'm going to have so much free time on my hands because I was so used to doing this nights and weekends and having a job. But once I started doing this full time, it literally became my life. So it's hard to turn off because there's always something I can be doing. And if there's not something to post, I could be answering like the million DMs I have that I try to answer. So I think the biggest challenge is kind of like work-life balance for me because this was my hobby and like it was something that I did in my spare time, but now it's my work. So it's kind of like my life. So figuring that out.
Yeah, for sure. I hear that all the time because sometimes when it's a hobby, there is more passion. You're intentionally carving out time to dedicate for that, right? But then when it's like a business, it can get a little not messy, but overlap into like work. So yeah. Like, how do you keep that, yeah, excitement or passion?
Yeah, it's funny. I still like get really excited about it. I spent like a couple weeks ago, kind of 2 days like doing emails in my apartment, and I was in such a bad mood. And then I went out to a pop-up the next day and like met people and met the brands, and I was, you know, back to my normal self. So it made me realize that like I really do enjoy the going out and like attending these events and meeting people. So I make sure to like, well, I try to do a balance of kind of like the back end, like mundane stuff that might not be as exciting, but like still getting out and going to things because that does make me happy. I'm not that good, I think, at the work-life balance and the organization as of now. It's something I'm working on. So I think kind of just being aware of like trying to set boundaries in terms of like, do you really need to do this at 9 p.m. like when you worked all day? But it's tough. I will say, hopefully, like when I'm coming up on a year, I think I'll keep trying to focus on that more, but definitely a work in progress.
So because you attend all these events, are you a social person? Like, how would you describe your personality?
Yeah, I think I'm pretty outgoing, pretty social. Like, I love meeting new people and talking, and I'm pretty extroverted. So yeah, I mean, I don't think you could do, I mean, maybe you could do this, but like, I like that part I like the most, kind of like giving information to people and then going out and like actually seeing them experience it and meeting them and like hearing about why they enjoyed the experience. So yeah, that's more fun to me than like the actual making of the video, for example, or the checking my email.
So do you have a creative background like prior? No. So you kind of just.
No, I think I did like one marketing internship, like my sophomore year, like a social media internship, but like literally the first time I ever made a video, and like looking back at my past reels, I'm like, this is embarrassing. So it's always like a learning game, or like you continue to learn. And even what I thought was good a year ago, I look back now and I'm like, like I'm so much better now. But I did not come from like a marketing or PR any type background, so just kind of like learned it on the fly. But I did come from a business background, which I think kind of helps manage it all, in like a strategy background. So I feel like I'm good at like big picture, like generally organization sometimes, but yeah.
Well, I think like they always say that if you look back at your first, you know, post or whatever the case is, if it doesn't make you cringe, then like you're not progressing. So
that's true. Okay.
That's a good thing. No, for sure. I'll look at my old post and I'm like, what was I thinking? What was I wearing? Like, why did she say this? Why did she post? So it's crazy. But that's just the evolution of who we are as people, which is a beautiful thing when it comes to social media, because you can see like, okay, that was Rebecca in 2019. Now this is Rebecca in 2023. So social media has changed over the past 4 years. Mm-hmm. How have you adapted to it? What are the pros? What have you seen that, you know, is beneficial for you? But what are some things that you would change? Just like, what is your outlook on social media now?
Yeah, it's a good question. I mean, it's very interesting how it went from like photo to video, and now it seems like Instagram may slightly be more bent back towards photo sometimes, I've been hearing. But it's interesting on the content creator side, because you're always talking about like the algorithm and like, why aren't I getting reach and like this and what do I do and like all these new things. It's hard to not get caught up in that and just focus on like, if you create quality content, people will find it. And like, newer content creators, it might take a long time, but like I always tell people when they ask, like consistency and like quality are the most important, because so many people will just like post, I don't know, every day for a month and then stop. And like 1 month of posting is not getting you anywhere. So when I am asked that, I always say like consistency and making quality, interesting content with like a perspective. But in terms of social media, I think there's so many like new platforms that come out, and it gets a little overwhelming. Like when everyone got on Threads, and it was like, is Threads going to be the next thing we need to get on? And then it kind of like died, and Lemonade and people being like, oh my God, this is the new like Instagram. And then it kind of became very niche. I think it's a lot of like health and wellness and things like that. It's great. But it's hard from my side, like figuring out what to jump on and make sure you're like one of the first, and then putting time into it and then having it like not be a thing. So I just kind of focus on like core, you know, Instagram, TikTok, trying to make YouTube shorts, but that's a tough thing to crack from my perspective. But I don't know, I feel like people like, it's different styles of videos that are like doing well too. Like sometimes on TikTok, it's more like I can talk in front of a camera about events for like 4 minutes and that works. And then it doesn't maybe work on Instagram. So yeah, it's interesting.
What is your morning routine? Does it look different every single day? Because like just for the viewers and the listeners, like Rebecca and I have been trying to record this podcast or schedule it. And the good thing is I feel like we're both flexible. That's why I didn't take anything like personally when you were trying to reschedule. And then I had conflicts on my end. So it just worked out with us. But your schedule, is it, do you plan it in advance? Are you kind of like a spontaneous girl? Like
I try to plan it in advance, but like I feel like things always change or come up. Like, I don't know, for example, I got invited to like a preview of something tomorrow at 9 a.m. And that is why I asked to reschedule because it was something that was like only that time. And like, if I missed it, I missed the preview.
Of course,
So like, I feel like things just come up super last minute, but like, luckily a lot of this is like, it's like a lot of people who have flexible, like if you're going to a restaurant, the restaurant's still going to be there if you ask to move the other day. Like a lot of people in this like industry, I feel like creators, restaurants, it's time is a little more malleable, I want to say. Like I have never been to anything where every single person's on time, like in this industry. And I think that's rubbed off on me probably in a way. But like, if I get there on time and I know that like 3 out of the 6 people I'm meeting up with are going to be 15 minutes late, like it starts to be like, I guess on time is a little bit late. So it's interesting. But yeah, I would say my schedule is pretty flexible. I feel like there are some things that are like set and then everything else can be adjusted. Like I went to like Bryant Park yesterday to like look at the holiday market and I didn't get to do 2 things. So now I'm going again today and like just can fit things in if they need to be fit in, which is nice. And like, that is why I wanted to do this, because you can like set your own schedule. And I'm going to Thailand for 3 weeks and I'm not too worried about that because I'll just get a lot of content in advance and schedule my posts. And at the end of the day, if you miss something, you miss something. There's always a ton of other things. So
wait, is Thailand for fun or for work?
It's for fun. No.
Oh, have you been there?
I have not. My sister lived there. I was supposed to go twice and had to cancel for like different family things and COVID. And so now it's our 3rd time's the charm. And
oh my God, so much fun. I love Thailand. Everything is so cheap there, but it's so hot and humid. I'm sure. Yes. I was. Where exactly are you going to be at?
We're going to go to Bangkok, Chiang Mai, Krabi, Phuket, maybe Angkor Wat in Cambodia.
Yeah, offline, I'll like give you my recs because like I was like a travel person before becoming a mom. Yeah. It was also funny that you mentioned time because I mean, this is a little like a woo-woo, but like, you know, time is just made up, right? Like they say like, what is time? Like it's 11:07, but is it really? It's like however you feel. So it's funny. And I feel like New Yorkers have their own way of conquering time and scheduling. But that was just like a side comment that I had to mention.
No, and like it's funny because you asked me like what does my mornings look like. Some days I'm like editing a video in my bed till like 10 a.m. The others I'm like up and at them to go to something. And like, I love not having a set schedule. Like I feel like that's why, I don't know, I never like loved any job I had until this one, which is amazing to say. But I think part of it is like, it's so, you get up, you sit at your desk, you do this, and like I realize I kind of like thrive in like the constant movement, the change, the ambiguity, etc. So yeah.
No, I can relate 100%. I feel like there's definitely people who operate better in a 9-to-5 in an office, and that's totally fine. That was just like never for me. Like it honestly made me so anxious, and like just like sitting down, I'm like, I need to be out and about.
Yeah.
I need to be like talking. I need to just have fresh air. And it's like weird because everything is different, like every day is different, yet you know what to expect. Do you know what I mean? Like, you know you're going to answer your emails, attend an event. It might look different week to week, but those are like still similar tasks and activities.
Yes, I literally listed out at one point like what are the 10 tasks I do and like broke it down, and like it does break down very easily into
these,
but like it's all so different, like the event aspect. And like, yes, you're always gonna make a video on the event, but like the experience is different. And like And I also want to hear maybe offline about what you do and like your story.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I'm a new native New Yorker. I was born and raised, just to give a quick background. I started my blog also, like, it's called Marianne New York City. And I was writing about like things to do in New York City and just like my perspective and my lifestyle, and people were really intrigued by it. And then that was before like social media started blowing up. And then it kind of coincided. And then I did more travel. So I am a travel blogger. And then I started this podcast because I have so much New York pride. That's why I wanted to interview you, because I was like, she's also, you know, bleeding love for New York. But I started this podcast to just shed light on, you know, who these people are. Like, they're not just entrepreneurs or like business owners. Like, they have a name and a soul behind them. And then I recently became a mom this year. So my life has dramatically changed. But yeah, so me in a nutshell.
Amazing though, like with being a new mom, like I'm sure like you have to be really flexible and you could fit
exactly. in. Exactly. Yeah. Like my son is sleeping now. So yeah. But let's tie it back to the city. So my podcast is called The City Confessions. And after I invite my guests to tell, you know, their story and what they've learned throughout their journey, I love to just have them also confess something. And this can be anything that you're comfortable with, something serious and personal, or something light and surface level. It's however you receive it. But Rebecca, if you can share a city confession.
Question in advance.
I couldn't, because then you would come like super prepared. That's the only question that is consistent throughout all my episodes. Like every guest has confessed something. But I feel like other questions that can help are like, what's a fun fact or like a random fact? Or what is one misconception you think people have of you, or something that your family and friends don't really know? Something that is embarrassing that you know, it can be like anything, but just something maybe like kind of like a secret or.
Okay, I have something very recent, I guess. Well, I guess very recent is I was on the news like 2 weeks ago, and there was one part of it that I like wasn't like, oh my God, I love this. So I didn't end up sharing it at all. And that was hard for me because I was really excited to like be like, I'm on the news. But I don't know, when you shoot like a 2 second segment and you are like self-conscious about one thing and you just don't want to share it. So now I'm sharing that happens, but, and maybe I'll share a clip of it, but that was recent and came to mind.
So do you think it stems from, I don't know, like, is it like imposter syndrome, any insecurities, any like, why didn't you want to share?
Yeah, that's
like,
a good
if
question.
If we can dig deeper.
I think, like, to be honest, I don't know. Like, it just wasn't exactly what I wanted it to be, I guess.
Oh, so more like the outcome, like. Like yeah, the like, product of the actual
Yeah. For example, I mean, it was like a couple minute clip, but like maybe like I didn't like how my voice sounded on the camera or something like that. And just a little self-conscious about it. And I was like, okay, like if I want to like post something big like that, I just want to feel like fully great about it. Mm-hmm. And that doesn't mean that that won't come. But I was just like, I'm not going to rush to like post something that I still don't know if I want to fully share. Mm-hmm.
No, that's totally relatable. Like when I started my podcast, I never listened to my episodes and I still don't. I only listen to it when I edit it. So like after we record, I'm obviously going to edit it and it's the first time I'm going to see the video and the audio quality, but, and it's evergreen content. So like it's, you can Google it, you know, it's on podcasts, on YouTube, it's going to be there forever. But like, I'm not just casually taking a walk and putting my own podcast on. Yeah. So like, I get it. It's like maybe it's a creative thing where you're not judging, but you just have more of like a critical eye of how you look, how you sound, how you appear to them.
And like you want everything to be perfect. Like if you're making something into a big thing. But I had like maybe like 7 followers message me and be like, we saw you on TV. Like, that's so cool. And like, I don't know. Like I said, I could share it at any point. It was around Halloween, so like the content's going to be a little dated, but that doesn't mean I'm not going to share it in the future. I just, you know, I didn't want to like rush into something that I just I don't know.
No, of course. I understand. But like, watch people now, like, go on Google and try to like
look it up. It's funny though, because I don't think you could look it up.
Oh, okay.
Because my mom, I didn't even send it to my mom. Like, I don't know why. I didn't even share my husband, show with my husband. I don't know why. I just like, just kept this really close. And my mom was like trying to Google, and yeah, so we'll see. Now it's probably going to be Googleable now that I
Yeah. I feel like people these days are like, especially, you know, they have like FBI skills. So do not underestimate them.
Do I change my confession?
No, it's fine. It's real. You know, this is like a real podcast.
Yes. Yes.
Okay, so we are wrapping up. So I have a quick round of New York City questions to ask. There are 5 questions and you can answer with the first word that comes to your mind.
Okay. But I will say, if this is like top restaurant, things like that, I'm really bad with things on the spot.
There was only one, but let's just dive in. Okay. So if you can describe New York City in one word, what would it be?
Alive.
What's your favorite thing about the city?
Ooh, my the people, the energy, the energy, the energy. That's my answer.
What's your least favorite thing?
When it smells like garbage in the summer.
I know. Like 34th Street Station? Oh my God. Let's not even go there. And then my third question was, what's your go-to spot? It doesn't have to be your favorite restaurant, but where can we find Rebecca in the city? Like 9 out of 10 times.
Well, my apartment, but that I would say I'm usually in Soho a lot because there's like a lot of Soho pop-ups and things like that. And like the Flatiron-ish area.
I love those two areas. And if you can thank New York City for one thing, what would it be?
I think being open to everyone and just being accepting of everyone. And there's so many people that come here for so many different reasons and fall in love with it. And from like every nationality, every age class. And I just love it. And it all feeds into the energy of New York City. And yeah.
I love that. And I love that New York City can bring people like you and I together. And that's why I love doing this podcast. It's amazing. So right now it's November. Mm-hmm. The year is almost ending. So you have anything to share that you're currently working on? Where can people find you? This is your chance to plug away.
Yeah. I mean, so you can find me on Instagram, NYC for free with like
underscore
or on TikTok without the underscore. I have a newsletter and a website. So every week on like Wednesday mornings, I share things that are happening this week, things that are coming up next week. So you can sign up for that. My website is nycforfree.co, not com. There's no .com, but it's another story. And I think there is so much coming up, whether it's like pop-ups from brands, like there's literally 10 this week. I didn't realize November was such a busy month until like it hit me yesterday, but also so many free things for the holidays, like Hudson Yards holiday lights displays, like all these, the known ones, kind of like the Rockefeller Center, but some of the lesser known ones that are fun as well. A lot of them are free and I'll be sharing them on my page. But amazing. This was so nice. I'm so glad I
Yes, I'm glad you said yes too. So for everybody listening, thank you so much, and everybody watching, I'm going to have all of Rebecca's information in the show notes, so be sure to follow her. And if you need motivation to go out, even though it's cold, definitely do so. And yeah, with that being said, thank you so much. And I hope you all have a great day, and stay tuned for next week's episode.
Okay,
bye.
Bye.